better.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Welcome in, everybody. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. I'm Al Cullen, and I appreciate you joining me. I really hope that you all had a great Thanksgiving. You know, we have a lot of things in this country to be thankful for. We have a tendency to chat, perhaps, a bit too much at times about some of the negative things that are going on that we believe are going on politically and that we believe are going on economically. But you know what? I think that that's healthy. I don't think it's real healthy to dwell on it. I think it's healthy to discuss it. I think it's healthy to be aware of what's going on in the world, you know, and then everybody has to do individually what they believe is correct. Got Peter Vandage with me. You know, Pete, President Obama got reelected. Neither you nor I are particularly happy about that, primarily because we don't believe in his agenda. I'm not saying he's right. I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm simply saying I don't believe in it. I think that his agenda perhaps is going to be a little bit negative for the economy, but, you know, it is what it is. What do you see good that's coming out of what's going on right now, Pete?
I have to take a step back and remind myself, because I don't do this as much as I should, and that is, as a Christian, I have to remember, although it seems difficult at times, that God is still in charge. This is not surprising God. God's not sitting up in heaven going, oh my, I didn't know that. We feel it. I certainly do that. We've moved more and more away from a Judeo-Christian way of living. I believe the election night, and this is in my heart of hearts, signified the end to what we knew of a Judeo-Christian America, and we've continued to move towards, and I believe have already entered, a secular socialism type environment that took hold in Europe after World War II. But nevertheless, I have to remind myself, as difficult as it is and as frustrating from a political standpoint as I felt, that God is still in charge, God has allowed it, and God knows better than I do what's good for all of us. I mean, one of the stalwarts of Scripture for Christians is, you know, in Romans, where it says, you know, God does all things. I mean, that's all things that happen, both good and bad and tragic, for the betterment of us all. And that's what I have to try to remember, you know, especially during this holiday period.
You know, I think what's happening right now along those lines, you know, he did give us free will, and how human beings utilize free will is really kind of the key to the kingdom, for lack of better terms. And I think we're being tested right now, and I think we're going to probably pass that test. I personally believe that some type of compromise in the United States between both sides of the aisle ultimately will happen. People will start to realize that thinking that he or she is the prettiest baby in the nursery and they're the only ones who are absolutely correct. I think that people are going to realize that that really isn't the case, that we're all one family and we all have to work together. It doesn't appear to be happening right now, certainly. But, you know, I think that that is really going to be the ultimate outcome, for lack of better terms. And I think there's going to be some, you know, some hard spots along the way, for lack of better terms. Speaking of hard spots along the way, the conventional stock market right now hasn't reacted particularly well to the president's reelection. And, you know, I was asked on Newsmax this past week if I thought that would change, you know, and the market would become perhaps a better place to be, a more positive place to be in 2013. And I said, you know, I don't want to be a doomsayer, et cetera, but I really don't think so. I think we've got to go through some trials and tribulations. You agree with that?
I will all say this on your show. I love you. I've always, and the reason I come and do your show all the time is because I believe you speak from your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Although we may not agree all the time, I always enjoy somebody, even if we end up on different sides. I'm on a different side for now, for what you, in terms of the stock market. I think we are entered now the most seasonally favored period for the stock market. It didn't have a correction. It's gone up for almost 45 months, so the decline we saw, I think, was more coincidence with the president being elected than anything else. I think we'll see a rally, and I still believe sometime in the early part of 2013 it will eke out a marginal decline. But then I unfortunately differ with you again that I don't think things are going to get better. I understand where you're coming from and hope that could be the case, but I believe there are just too many fundamental differences, both economically, socially, politically, and spiritually, that continue to divide versus bring together, and will only get worse. And the United States needs to and has to go through a period similar to what we've seen in Europe, where the debt finally over encompasses all good intentions and all abilities to function. People, unfortunately, suffer through a very poor economy for quite a period of time, and then people naturally don't want to give up what they've already gone used to. So austerity, which really America needed 10, 15 years ago, will be just as hard to implement here as it's been in the countries that gone over their head in Europe. So for the very short term and into early 2013, I think there will be a period of what would be perceived as good times in the equity market, but eventually it'll be overrun by something that's been developed for a long time. And let me just, before I run out of time, I put up on my blog before Thanksgiving someone I know I'm singing to the choir to when I speak to you about, but I believe he probably made one of the most important speeches and really perceived the future of what's coming, and that was Ron Paul's farewell speech in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
It's an hour long. It's actually about 48 minutes. And I urged every single reader of mine to read it and pass it on to people, because no one spoke more blatantly truth and honest about what's been happening and what's going to unfold as Ron Paul did in his farewell speech.
I watched the speech. I pasted the link or put the link on our website. I put the text of the speech on our website. Interestingly enough, when we were in San Francisco this past weekend at the Gold Show, we organized a dinner that included Jeff Deist, who is Ron Paul's chief of staff, and about 20 of us. We produced a video as a result of that dinner, which will be up on the website very, very shortly. And we got opinions from people like Jeff, Dr. Michael Berry, Chris Berry, Rick Ackerman, folks like that, about what their reaction was to the congressman's speech. And I think you can imagine that it was very, very positive, in the sense that they all, obviously myself included, agree 100% with what the congressman had to say. You know, it's interesting, a number of our listeners this past week on our blog said that they felt it was really a shame that the Congressman Paul was retiring, and I want to say on the record I responded by saying he's far from retiring. He simply is taking a different direction. He understands the value and the necessity of educating people as to what he believes is the current situation, and people need to hear what he has to say and then see if they agree or disagree. But that was one of the most important political speeches given in an awful long time, Pete.
Yeah, and like I said in my post, if on Thanksgiving Day versus watching football, I could get every American to watch that speech, the country would be really grateful afterwards. But unfortunately, as I said, when it becomes evident of what he said to everybody, it'll be far too late to do anything about it.
You know, the problem regarding the circumstance, Pete, that you're talking about, the bottom line problem is very, very simple. Ron is a realist. Ron is a bright man, and people in this country do not want to accept what is waiting in the not too distant future for them. And the survival is probably one of the strongest feelings that a human being can have. And as long as people are surviving, you know, whether it's through their own merits or somebody else's, their horizon gets a whole lot shorter. But what we try to do on this program, and I know what you do, Pete, with all of your subscribers, is, you know, we want you to view what we see as happening. If you agree, take some action. If you don't agree, you know, there you go. It's a free country. We have free will because he gave it to us. Pete, you got the final word, buddy.
Yeah, and I think that's important to close, as this holiday, despite all what we just spoke about and the free will that we have, for those of us who believe in a maker that made the universe, he's still in charge. He knows all this. He knew this before we even created. And in the end, there's an ultimate good part of it. It may not necessarily be here in this earth, but there's good to those who continue to believe.
I agree with you 1,000%. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. I've got my friend Roland Bailey on the line with me right now. Roland is involved with certainly New Zealand Energy and also the company's sister company, Southern Arc Minerals Incorporated. Keep one thing in mind regarding New Zealand Energy. Big Al is a shareholder, interest of full disclosure, and I will be purchasing shares in Southern Arc Minerals. Just prior to doing that, I will give you my normal 3 days notice. Well, you guys came out with a great press release on November 20th. The headline was, Southern Arc announces receipt of forestry permit for West Lompoc property. Drill program to commence shortly. Good news.
It is good news. I've had a draft of that sitting in my computer since about March, and I've just been dying to put a date on it. So it's very, very exciting to get the permit and very exciting to be able to start drilling again.
And what exactly are your immediate plans? Let's just talk about, say, the next, from now to the end of 2012 and then into 2013, what are you guys going to be doing?
Sure. Well, there's sort of a two-pronged exploration strategy at the property because we've got the deeper copper gold porphyries, and then we've got the nearer surface gold epithermal. So we've done pretty much all the work we want to do on the porphyries in the near term with an airborne survey and some drilling and technical studies and things like that. So now we're really going to focus on that epithermal gold and try to sort of underlie the valuation of the company by completing an NI 43-1 resource estimate for the property. So we're going to be drilling. We've got a drill program that we've been planning with SRK Canada. We've been working on that with them during this whole time of sort of reduced activity. And we're going to be focusing on three main targets, two of them in the Machanga prospect in the middle of the property and one toward the northern end in the Palangan prospect. And the objective is to do enough sort of infill drilling and, you know, investigating some high-grade shoots that we've discovered to get enough data to be able to put together a resource estimate for the property just on those three main prospects. It's a very large property. It's 13 kilometers by 7 kilometers with mineralization literally throughout. If you go onto our website and look at the presentations, you can see it's this real corridor of mineralization that we've identified. But we want to put a resource estimate together as a starting point and then continue to drill going forward to hopefully build on that.
Well, the president of the company, also the chief operating officer, Mike Andrews, Dr. Mike Andrews, I have to say, is on record as saying that the company is looking to publish National Instrument 43-101 compliant resource estimate for the property by mid-2013. Now, I have to tell you, that's pretty good news.
It is. Well, we've already got all the work, of course, from the drilling we've been doing over the last few years, and all of that's already with SRK. We've been continuing to work with them throughout that time. So what we really need to do now is infill drilling and just get more data. You know that the drill holes need to be spaced closely enough that you can make some realistic estimates about what is happening between those drill holes. If they're 200 meters apart, you don't have enough data to know if it's consistent mineralization between those two drill holes. So now we're doing the infill drilling in between those, and then there's three very high-grade shoots that we'd found in the Palangan prospect, so we'll continue to drill those out and put together an estimate for those three prospects. They're called Bissing, Tibusurai, and Raja.
Mm-hmm.
Put together resource estimates that include those three prospects, and then we'll continue to look at the rest of the property and see what else we want to do with it.
Evelyn, we haven't talked about Southern Arc for quite some time now, so if you could give an overview of the company for new listeners and for listeners who perhaps haven't really looked at this company for the past 6 or 7 months.
Sure. So we're focused in Indonesia. We've got four properties. Our flagship property, the one that we're excited to be working on again, is the West Lombok property on the island of Lombok. And then we've got three properties on the Sumbawa Island. One of them, called East Alang, is in a joint venture with Vale, and it's located just to the east of Newmont's Big Alang deposit. The other one, called Taliwang, is just north of Newmont's Batu Hijau mine. And then another one more to the east called the Sabalong project. So we know we've been done a variety of work over those projects over the last few years, but we're really focused right now on that West Lombok property. That's our flagship. I think the key thing that sets Southern Arc apart from some of its peers is the experience of the team. We've got executives, three of them actually, that are based probably 75% for the president and 100% of the time for the other two gentlemen. All of their time is in Indonesia. They've worked there for 25 years. They speak the language. All of their exploration careers have been in Indonesia. So they're obviously very
comfortable working there, very well versed with the regulatory regime and the cultural regime and things like that. So it's you need that kind of expertise if you're an international company. You need to really know the lay of the land and to know what you're working with. So I think the expertise of our executives and also our advisory team, we've got this group of advisors and directors, again, who have spent most of their careers living and working in Indonesia, and that's really so important when you're trying to build those relationships to be able to advance these properties. So the key thing now is moving Lombok ahead and really adding value for our shareholders. I know it's been a long wait. We've been waiting for this permit since December, and so people have been very patient, and we appreciate that, and we're looking forward to getting back on the ground.
Well, you've got a good team, and people, I think people appreciated the honesty that that John Proust and certainly Dr. Mike conveyed to the investment community. I mean, there's no point in trying to make excuses when it's a very straightforward situation, and the situation that down there was very, very straightforward as far as you guys are concerned. Now, you know, I have a couple of questions, just general questions here. First of all, the political environment for offshore mining companies is exactly what down there?
Well, it's been interesting. Obviously, Indonesia is still a fairly a young democracy, which is partly why it took so long to get the permit. I mean, I guess in the old days, you probably would have handed somebody a bag of money.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that anymore, and I'm glad that we don't do that. And so you work through the process, and it's a multi-step process, and that's why it takes a bit longer than it would in North America, just because it's new and everybody sort of wants to have their say in the matter. But it's incredibly prospective. If you look at the number of mineral deposits in Indonesia and the size of them, Grasberg and Batu Hijau and Alang, and this is really elephant hunting ground is what the geologists call it. So it's a great place to be working. But you're right, it's got its own idiosyncrasies, and you need to be able to understand that. And that's why it's so important to have people who have experience working in the country. If you had just sort of taken a group of North American geologists and parachuted them into Indonesia and said, good luck, go build a mine, I don't think I'd be very comfortable working with a company like that. But it's the experience of the team that really gives me the comfort of knowing that we're doing things properly and we're advancing things as we should. And sometimes it takes a bit longer than you'd like. I mean, there's various things. You know, there's been talk about the divestment, the 51% divestment that was announced last year. But that's after you've been in production for 10 years. That's so far down the road that it really doesn't factor into what we're doing right now. And, you know, they could have reinterpreted that and changed it by the time we get to that point. So really now we're focused on exploration, getting the resources that we need to really evaluate this property, and then we'll decide where to go from there.
And then again, I want to stress, according to the president and CEO of the company, basically the new NI 43-101 will be out in mid-2013.
Yeah.
So it should very, very definitely be a very exciting time in terms of news flow, because I got to tell you, nobody is better at keeping investors informed than you guys, both with Southern Arc and certainly also with New Zealand Energy.
Thank you for that. We certainly try hard at being transparent and accessible, and it's nice to see that that people notice that.
Well, you do more than try; you accomplish it, and that's one of the reasons that Big Al is an investor. Ladies and gentlemen, please don't construe this as investment advice. I'm not a registered investment advisor, and when it comes to this particular company, Southern Arc Minerals, and also the sister company, New Zealand Energy, I am very, very prejudiced. I have invested in one of the companies and will invest in another one shortly, so I'm not arm's length, but I am honest. Well, then, thank you so much.
Thanks, Al.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Got trader Roger on the line with me right now. You know, Roger, you commented probably a week or two ago about an upcoming Santa Claus rally that you thought was going to happen. And here we are. We're recording the day after Thanksgiving. And interestingly enough, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 172.87 points to 13,009.80. By the same token, gold is also up very nicely. Gold is up $25.10 to $17.53.30. I would have to say that so far you pretty much hit it on that Santa Claus rally in the conventional markets, Roger.
It seems to be consistent every year because the big fund managers and investor traders like to drive up the markets for the year-end bonus. I mean, that's an obvious thing they always do. But technically, these things seem to work out on the calendar, on the cycles, pretty much the same every last quarter of every year. And so far this year hasn't been any different. The thing that surprised me was in Europe, they've just concluded a major meeting regarding the Greece credits and some other things, and there was no answer. And the outcome of the meeting was no answer neutral. Kind of like it was negative, but it didn't matter. It didn't make any difference. So the German news went up as far as GDP and retail, retail sales in the United States are just wild.
Yeah.
For Thanksgiving, the Thanksgiving weekend, the 4 days in a row. Saturday, of course, we've got the internet people go crazy, and then on Monday they've got a new one, which is they call it Small Business Monday. So this retail extravaganza goes from Thursday all the way through Monday.
Yeah.
And it's flying in conjunction with these markets. Silver today, $34.20. Gold, $17.55. Did our objective beautifully. We're in a wave three up in gold now. On Monday, it'll pull back a little bit, and then Tuesday, probably go higher. The only thing written on our screen today, Al, is the U.S. dollar, but it's not off that much. It's at 80.23, and the bonds are stuck at 150. So, you know, the S&P really is poised for its best week since June, and there seems to be new enthusiasm for the markets in general.
You know, here's an interesting question, and that is, immediately following the election, the market, I think, reacted very negatively to the president's reelection. And that went on for a couple of weeks. And now here we are the day after Thanksgiving, and boom, the market is surging again. You really have to wonder, is that supply and demand, or is that something else?
Well, I don't think it's supply and demand. Keep in mind that the big traders and investors do control electronically 70% of New York stocks. The big markets are driven, you know, more than two-thirds by the big traders. So they have the ability to push these markets any which way they want to. And the small retail people that are trading and the smaller commercials can complain about it. But in reality, the best thing to do, in my view, as a trader, as an investor, is to just go along with the herd, follow the trend, and stay with it, and I think you can do well. And, you know, people were complaining last week that gold and the gold-related stocks were pretty flat. And, yes, they have been for some time now, but now we're seeing the perking up part of it. In January and February, I think, coming up here after Christmas, are going to be an extravaganza in gold. I'm looking for 1923, the old peak in gold, and I think they're going to bust it. I think it'll go to 2000. And that's my forecast for gold. Of course, silver will follow. Silver has had an awful time getting past $35. That's at $34.42 right now. It's come up pretty good from $30, but it's got to get past that hard resistance at $35. And I think gold is going to drag it up when gold gets better, and it will. And when it does, you're going to see 38.5 for silver, 42.5, and then maybe even 44. I hesitate to go higher than 42.44 at this time. But new data, new technical stuff, and charts and patterns will guide us and help us out on that. If we in fact hit 1923 on gold and 2000, like I'm suggesting, the first 2 months of the next year, I believe silver will not only go back to 49, its previous recent high last couple of years, but I think it'll bust it and it'll go to 56 and maybe even 60.
Roger, you know, you're a technical guy. I'm a fundamental guy. I'm assuming that your 1950 to 2000 an ounce projection in the first 2 months of 2013 is based solely on technicals. Is that correct?
Well, and fundamentals, too. You know, people, maybe I don't talk about fundamentals enough, but you and I both talk about politics and economics to a great degree. And fundamentally, those things have not changed to hurt the gold market or smother it or make it go neutral. In fact, this fiscal cliff stuff and the Bernanke speech in New York this past week, he basically threw up his hands and he said it's all in the hands of Congress right now. And you know and I know how effective they are, which is kind of a joke.
Yep.
The fiscal cliff thing, I think, is pretty easy to repair, and they will fix that.
Mm-hmm.
But all they've got left is to print and originate new bonds and currency, and that's pure inflation. And our good friend and colleague John Williams has said that. And John, basically, in his latest report, backed up a hyperinflation estimate from 2019 to 2014. I tend to agree with him, but we'll have to see when we get there. But we've got to take it one step at a time. That's a year and a half, maybe 2 years away. I want people to understand that trading is trading. Fundamentals are the basic root cause of what's going on in markets. And what you and I discuss are just saying that there's no other place to go but precious metals and hard assets. That's it.
I personally would have to agree with that 100%, but I know that a lot of our listeners, I know, also agree with that, and I'm getting chastised by a lot of our listeners on our forum for the fact that I am not, they feel I'm not invested enough in hard assets in terms of the commodities. I basically said that our portfolio is probably, the hard asset portion of our portfolio is probably about 10% in the commodities, and then of that particular portion of our portfolio, about the remaining 90% is in the resource sector. And I have people telling me that they think I'm nuts, and I have to say this, I am rethinking my position there, and we may be adding here fairly shortly, and I will certainly, you know, make a comment on that, make an announcement of that on this site, but we may be adding fairly in a fairly short period of time some gold and some silver, and if I decide to do that, it will be, you know, again, not necessarily because I'm looking for a profit, but because I'm very definitely looking for, you know, adding to my portfolio, our portfolio of what I consider to be the asset of last resort, and that's physical gold and physical silver. Roger, we got a minute and a half left. You've got the final word, my friend.
All I've got to say and what you just said is that I understand pretty clearly, generally, what your investments and your trading attitude is and what you own, and I totally agree with it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're looking at hard assets, and owning these stocks in the 90% that you're discussing, you've been a stock picker for 35 years in this business and have done exceedingly well. You've always done a good job with it, and that's been a foundation for your portfolio. And those criticisms are probably only because people don't understand what's in your portfolio, but actually that's personal business. That's your business.
It is.
But fundamentally, mm-hmm. I know what you're doing, and I agree with it. And what we're talking about now is splitting hairs and just trying to balance, you know, balance the three or four different things that we have as far as investments and accounts.
On a final note, before we close out this segment and bring in Jeff Deist for the next segment, I want to say that Roger has a website called wavelengthpublishing.com. On that website, you've got letstraderadio.com. I strongly suggest you take a look at it, listen to it. He offers a free trial. See what you think. I've known this guy for a long, long time. I can attest to two things. Number one, he's honest, and number two, he says what he firmly believes. Raj, thanks so much, buddy.
Thank you, Al. Have a nice weekend.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Corlin Economics Report. This is not the voice of Al Corlin. It's the voice of Jeff Dice. I've got Big Al with me, though, and we're going to turn the tables a little bit today. And I'm going to ask Al a few questions. You know, Al, I got to tell you, I listened to your talk you gave at the conference in San Francisco last weekend, and it really brought up a couple interesting questions for me. I know that your audience is very sophisticated when it comes to gold and silver mining stocks and gold and silver-based investments generally, but I wanted to get some perspective from you for more, let's not say the novice investor, but maybe the smaller investor, the person who's got a full-time job and they can't look and study this stuff all day. And the person who's maybe putting in a couple $1,000s a month, you know, something south of $100,000 a year that they're investing. And I'd like to get some of your insights for that kind of investor. And, you know, let me just set it up by bringing up a couple points that you made over the weekend that really resonate with me as a more of a small-time investor. And the first was this. The first was that you are not a technician. In other words, you talk to technicians, you read technicians, but you yourself are not a technician, and hence you invest in companies and management. And I think that really struck with me because, you know, I want to understand a company and I want to understand the management before I put money into it because, you know, even if the underlying asset, let's say gold, is going up, a bad company or bad management, you know, you can get in trouble very easily. So that was really important to me. And the second thing that you brought up was, you know, while we still was the concept of leverage. Now, while it's probably wise for most people to own some amount of physical silver and gold in their portfolio, you know, to really get leverage and to really see a big return on your money, you got to be able to willing to invest in a company where you're going to have some leverage. In other words, what's gold today? Something like $1,750. And as you pointed out, for gold to double, you know, is going to take an awful lot of upside. Whereas if you're getting into, let's say, a mining stock at something, in some cases, you know, less than $10 a share, depends on the sector and the type of stock, you got a lot more upside potential there and hopefully without a ton of risk if you're a smaller investor. So, Al, you've got 30-odd years in this business, but I guarantee you some of your listeners don't, and especially your younger folks out there. you know, if you had to go back knowing today what you know now, and if you could go back 30 years ago when you started investing in these kind of companies, you know, what would be some of the things that you might tell a younger or newer investor?
Well, first of all, interesting to have the tables turned here. I'm not sure how you talked me into this, but away we go. You know, 30 years ago, the industry, Jeff, was totally, totally different than it is today. It was, I don't want to say it was a bad place. I don't want to say it was a good place, but it was very, very different. The level of sophistication today, both on the part of various management teams, the equipment that's available, et cetera, is far, far superior to what it was 30 and even 40 years ago. The first place I would start, given that particular scenario, is I would look wholeheartedly, 100%, at the management. And this is what Kathy and I do today. We look strictly at management. In terms of opinions, technical opinions on properties, in terms of technical opinions on the potential, future potential of properties, etc. I have to leave that to people like Brent Cook, to an extent, Mickey Fault, people like that. You know, they are professional geologists. They understand exactly what an asset is or isn't. And it's very, very important to trust people like that. Now, I have to say that you have to work with people in that area who have no ulterior motive and who truly are trustworthy, for lack of better terms, and they are there. They are there. Having said that, when you look at the management team, there are a number of things that I look at today that I think are critical. It really is all about character. You can have a very well-educated schmuck, for lack of better terms, who is as dishonest as the day is long. So I don't start with education, but I start with character. I'll sit down with people. I will chat with them both in a business setting and in a social setting if I don't know them. Okay, if I know them, and most of the companies today that we're invested in are run by people who I've known for some 20, 25, even as much as 30 years. But I really want to get to know the people. I've got some pretty good insight into the human condition, for lack of better terms, but I don't just rely on my insight. I get opinions also from other people. Very, very easy to get very objective opinions, by the way. You want to look at what people have done in the past with other companies, and the best way to find out how they operate and what their philosophy is you simply look at their insider trading reports. Okay? Did they take advantage of shareholders by issuing copious amounts of options? Did they take advantage of shareholders by selling stock when they knew and when you can historically prove that the stock was going to go down in value eventually, etc.? When all of the signs that I look at are positive, that none of those actions occurred, etc., then I will put in some money, and typically, over the past, I don't know, 15 or 20 years, we've done fairly well in this area. I also have something that a lot of other people don't have, and that's I've got a huge passion for the industry. I really, really believe in the industry, and because of that, as you mentioned, I've been around for 30 years, and I know who I can separate the wheat from the chaff in terms of management, and that has allowed me to invest fairly successfully. The last point that I want to stress, though, is, you know, you talk about the leverage available in the resource sector versus the leverage that's available in investing in gold. And I think investing in the two sectors, the reason for investing in the two sectors, Jeff, is very, very different. Kathy and I have physical gold and physical silver. Okay, why do we invest in physical gold and physical silver? Because we truly believe, both of us, that it represents the asset of last resort. And it has for thousands of years. Nobody is going to change that, at least in the foreseeable future. We don't invest in gold and silver because we're looking to make a lot of money. We invest in gold and silver because it allows us to sleep at night, okay, better than if we didn't. The reason for investing in mining companies is totally different. If the price of a commodity that a company is involved with, and virtually all of our investments are gold and silver, if the price of a commodity let's say, goes up 10% in the case of gold. Today, $1,750, let's say gold goes up to roughly $1,850 an ounce on the ask side. I can guarantee you that the price of the stocks that we are investing in, you know, there's no guarantees in this business. I shouldn't say that. And it's not, this isn't investment advice. This is just what I do. But I can tell you, it's been my experience when the price of gold or silver would go up even 5 or 10%, the price of the related securities can go up as much as 25 to 50%. I like those odds.
Well, that's interesting that you say you need a totally different mindset when you're, in other words, I, like you, view the physical gold and silver I have as a store of value and as a last resort and hopefully as an inflation hedge of sorts as well. But I don't view it as an investment. It's a static material. It doesn't pay me a dividend. It's just sitting there, doing what gold and silver have done for centuries. But when you go out and invest in a mining stock, what you're telling me is you have a very different mindset. You're trying to make some money here.
Correct.
And you're doing the work to try to find those companies where you think there's some upside, and then a much smaller spike in the price of gold can leverage up a couple times on the stock price. Let me ask you this, Al. You have this passion. You have these contacts. You have these decades in the industry. And a lot of folks, hopefully they have the passion, but they may not have the contacts and the decades of experience that you have. Obviously, you and I are partial to the Corlin Economics Report as a source of information, and some of the guests that you have from your years are, you know, it's just unbelievable to have these brilliant people come on and sort of talk to us. But apart from Corlin Economics Reports, what are some other sort of sources, maybe foundational sources where an investor could go? Are there any famous books that you've relied on, you know, about investing generally or investing in these sectors?
One of the first books I read in this business was called Crisis Investing, and it was written by my friend Doug Casey. It went on to be a New York Times bestseller, and I know you know Doug. Went on to be a New York Times bestseller. That's the book that really got me started in this entire arena. Virtually every newsletter writer who appears on our show, and we probably have 50 to 100, you know, included in that universe, are people who listeners really ought to consider what they write about. That is the best way, in my opinion, to get current information. You want to be very careful who you read, because some letter writers have an ulterior motive that perhaps isn't to the advantage of the reader. But everybody on our show, I can promise you, to the best of my knowledge, is 100% arm's length.
Well, Al, I really appreciate, and I would urge our listeners, come into the comment section, ask us or tell us what's on your mind, and stay tuned for the next segment of the Corlin Economics Report. This is Jeff Dice.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit ioncleanse.com. That's ioncleanse.com. or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com, one of the most important decisions you will ever make.